Are you or someone you love struggling with depression, anxiety, grief, or other mental health concern? Well, Tommy Tai, a licensed marriage and family therapist, wants to help you take steps towards reaching, maintaining mental and emotional well-being. And in his new book, St. Dimphna's Playbook, A Catholic Guide to Finding Mental and Emotional Well-Being, Tommy shares best practices for understanding, beginning to address each concern, and offers a uniquely Catholic understanding. Also introduces us to St. Dimphna. Good morning, Tommy. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Oh, thank you for having me. I feel really blessed to be with you.
Well, Tommy, first tell us a little bit about yourself and your practice.
Oh, sure. Okay. So I'm a cradle Catholic. I was adopted at 3 weeks old into a Catholic family and raised to be Catholic from the very beginning. So that's been a big blessing in my life. And I'm married and have five boys. So five children. Just a great, loud, exciting time all around.
Then, wow. Well, God bless your wife. Oh, a house full of men.
That's right. And I've been working for quite a long time, about 15 years, with people with chronic and severe mental illness. Everything from depression and PTSD to schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. And it's been just an enormous joy for me to walk with people through their experiences.
Well, Tommy, you say that you were raised in your Catholic faith, and that is an important part of your own life. Is your Catholic faith an important aspect in how you treat with your clients and in their own recovery?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, though they might not know it because, you know, people come in from all different backgrounds and we approach things based on how they want to approach things, right? But the Catholic faith has taught me so much in the value of the dignity of the human person, no matter what, where our worth comes from compared to, like, what our society thinks determines our worth. And I think those things are really important starting points because when we're depressed, we kind of feel worthless. We feel like we're not contributing anything. We feel terrible about ourselves. And I think it's so important to start in therapy with that first understanding that you have value, you have worth, no matter what. Even if you can't get out of bed and take a shower to start your day because you're so depressed, you have value and it's good that you're here. And so that's something that's driven home by our Catholic faith that I try to impart to everybody I meet with.
Tommy Tai is joining me today. He is the author of a new book, St. Dimphna's Playbook, A Catholic Guide to Finding Mental and Emotional Well-Being. Well, we all have saints that guide us along the way. And boy, St. Dimphna is so important for people suffering from mental concerns, anxiety, depression, and grief, things like that. Tell us a little bit more about St. Dimphna and why she is the patron saint.
Certainly. So St. Dimphna was from a long, long time ago in Ireland. Her mother was a Christian. Her father was a pagan. After her mother's death, her father became just covered with grief. He really lost touch with reality. He was grieving so much. And when his friends encouraged him to try to get married again as a way of bringing him out of his dark depression, he had lost touch so much with reality that he focused his attention and desires on his daughter. Of course, being raised as a Christian, she was not interested in this, right? And she fled with her spiritual director to Belgium. And this is kind of where her association with mental health really takes off, because when she was there, she started setting up treatment facilities. Maybe we would think of it as like a hospital or a hospice center for people who were suffering from severe mental illness. And this is like in the 4th century, right? So we're talking about a really long time ago when thoughts about mental illness were not even close to what they are today. And we still have a long way to go. But she was treating people, being compassionate toward them, welcoming them. And this practice in Geel, Belgium, where she went and fled to, actually continues today. It's one of the most progressive places in the world for helping people with mental health issues, integrating people into the community, having people who are engaged in treatment live in the homes of other people in the community just to really support them as a holistic approach. So she met a tragic end when her father eventually found her because she was spending Irish money in Belgium, and word got back to him and he came over there and killed her after she still wouldn't marry him. But her legacy, thousands of years later, right, over 1,700 years later, her legacy still continues in Belgium. And it's just so incredible to have someone like that just changing the world, even in 2022.
Tommy, we like to think of ourselves as so progressed as a society, our technology, our knowledge of every type of illness. And yet somehow we still look at mental diseases as something different than what physical diseases like cancer or other type of physical ailments like that. Why do we have such a hard time as a society in accepting that these types of mental illness have the same type of effect and should have the same compassion as other types of physical ailments that perhaps we are more able to see directly.
Yeah, you're right. And it's really sad. And that stigma that we have towards mental illness in our country and our world really keeps people from getting treatment and pushes people to suffer longer than they would if we were more understanding and encouraging to getting people connected. And I think part of it is that we all have, you know, experienced small amounts of mental health issues in our life, right? So when somebody, and we use the terms kind of interchangeably, unfortunately, so we might say that we were going through depression and then we were able to kind of feel better and pull ourselves out of it by kind of sucking it up and getting better. Or I've been anxious and I've been worried before, but I was able to overcome it and do that thing that I was scared about. And so everyone who's depressed or anxious should be able to overcome that as well. But unfortunately, that kind of blocks us from seeing that some of us experience more severe symptoms. Some of us experience this as chemical issue in our brain that we can't just kind of pull up our bootstraps and fix. We need support. We need help. And so I think that's part of it. Like, we so often think, I've done it. Why can't you get over it? Instead of recognizing that these are real illnesses that need help. And I think that's something great about our Catholic faith, is that we believe that God comes to us through other people. The community is here to support us. And so, you know, we don't just sit around and pray for a miracle, pray for our depression to go away completely. Although we hope for that. That would be wonderful. But God's more typical means of helping us is coming to us through friends, family members, therapists, doctors, people who can help us and kind of bring his grace into our life to keep us moving forward.
The name of the book is St. Dimphna's Playbook, A Catholic Guide to Finding Mental and Emotional Well-Being. It is out by Ave Maria Press. The author is Tommy Tai. He is joining me today. Well, let's talk about this book and how it's meant to be used. It's not like one of these self-help books, but really explores a whole lot of different issues in our Catholic faith. How are our readers meant to use this book?
Oh, absolutely. Well, my main hope is that this book really helps us to not feel alone, because when we're suffering from depression, anxiety, grief, or when we've had trauma in our life, it's so easy to feel like no one knows what we're going through, no one can understand, and that's what keeps us from sharing with other people, right? So I really want people to recognize that all of us have dealt with these issues in some way or another, and the solution to kind of help us grow as a church and a community is to start sharing when we feel comfortable and we find people who we can be vulnerable with, because in our sharing, we'll be able to, like, support each other, recognize that the person in the pew next to us who looks perfect isn't perfect. They're very anxious, just like us, and we could help each other. So my hope is that the book will encourage people to do that and also encourage people to try out some coping skills that they might be able to use to start feeling a little bit of relief when they're suffering.
Oh, well, fantastic. I encourage all of our listeners to definitely get a copy for themselves. Of course, you can go to any one of our local Catholic bookstores and be able to get the book from them. Also, you'd be able to order it from Ave Maria Press. Tommy, you also have a great website. I love the name, CatholicHipster.com. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Oh, sure. So that's just a website that collects everything that I'm up to. It started all with a book a few years back called The Catholic Hipster Handbook, just about how being authentically Catholic is probably as countercultural as you could be these days, and we should really embrace the weirdness of it and just really live out our faith. So if you go to CatholicHipster.com, you can get links to all the books and everything that you might want to find out.
Oh, I love it. Catholic Hipster. That is absolutely perfect. Well, Tommy, I thank you so much for all of your work, especially in helping those who are in need. And again, for writing this fantastic book. We appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
And you too. God bless you. And again, the name of the book is St. Dimphna's Playbook, A Catholic Guide to Finding Mental Emotional Well-Being. The author is Tommy Tai. Last name spelled T-I-G-H-E. But I'll tell you what, I will add all of the links to where you can get to the Catholic Hipster website and also to Ave Maria Press to get a copy for yourself. You're going to find the links on the podcast of this interview, materdayradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.